Brain-controlled robotics have been used to help paralysed patients regain some feeling and movements in their muscles. It's taken a year of training with the special brain-machine interface, but neuroscientists say it has enormous potential, as Sarah Seggie reports.
Of the 8 paraplegic patients, some had been paralysed for more than a decade because of spinal cord injuries. And despite rehabilitation efforts, none of them had shown any improvement. But after a year of training with brain-controlled robotic technology, the results are remarkable.
For the first time, the situation of these people, who usually we think that we can do nothing about them, has been improved using this type of training.
Ron Frostig is a professor of neurobiology and behaviour at the University of California, Irvine. He says the Walk Again project, through its international team of scientists, have demonstrated something that's never been done before. As Professor Frostig explains, the brain-machine interface training is possibly waking any nerves that survived the spinal cord injury but have since been inactive.
There's some statistics that the authors are reporting from other studies that in most cases people with a spinal cord injury have some fibres still remaining, not being severed. And they also think that this is how they can improve their situation, because without those cables, nothing can be done.
So what difference can this technology potentially make for a patient? What did we see with the patients that went through the training?
Okay, so their situation has been improved in a way that they're not anymore in the most severe category of spinal cord injury. And that's a major new development that never happened before. They can start feeling beyond, from areas around the hip and up to the knee. That never happened before, right? They can feel pain localization, pressure, vibration. They can start moving some of those muscles, etc. It's not that they're standing and walking right now, but they can start moving some of those muscles and get some feeling from area, tactile feeling and pain and temperature, from areas that they didn't feel anything before. So in my opinion, this is kind of a proof of principle that this can be done. And from now on, we can use these techniques and potentially other techniques to learn how to improve the situation even better.
Dr. Miguel Nicolelis is a neuroscientist from Duke University who led the research.
In this first paper, we described the first 12 months of training of these 8 patients. And to our big surprise, what we noticed was that the long-term training with brain-machine interfaces in different setups, in a virtual reality setup, in a standalone robot, or in an exoskeleton controlled by a brain activity, triggered a partial neurological recovery.
One of the most significant results from this study was for a patient who was able to drive a car. Another has delivered a baby. The research has been published in the journal Scientific Reports.